We were doing the Sefer Masiyot, the story of Abba Yudan, who always liked to give tzedakah, and he was very wealthy, and then he lost his assets, and Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Akiva were collecting money for the poor, and he went home weeping, and told his wife, what am I going to do? The rabbis are collecting tzedakah, and I have nothing to give them. So, his wife said, sell half the field, and give them. So, he did that. So, he had one field left, one cow left. And that was his livelihood. And his wife said, no, let's do tzedakah. You want to do tzedakah so badly, go sell half the field. So now they're working on half a field. And one day, he's plowing with his cow, and the cow falls and breaks its leg. Poor Abba Yudan. Half a field, half a cow. And the question is, how's he going to live? You know, in those days, you didn't have a cow, you didn't have a field, you didn't have food. So Abba Yudan bends down by the cow to bandage its leg. And as he bends down by the cow and looks at its broken leg, he sees something strange in the ground. Something it tripped over. He says, I got to move that so no one else trips over that. And as he tries to pull it, he sees it's bigger than he thought. And he moves off the dust. And he finds a huge chest filled with money. And he says, oh, God made my cow break its leg for my own good. And from that day onward, Abba Yudan became tremendously wealthy. And Chazal say, this is how Hashem paid back different people for the great charity that they did. One of the wise men of Israel told the following story. There was once a person in Israel who was a gardener. And he had a wife and he had children. And he was very poor throughout his life. And one day, I went home, I went to Babylon, I sat there for a while, and I came home, and he's in his impoverished state in Israel. Then I came back to Israel, the wise man of Israel says, and I went to see that gardener, and suddenly, I don't see a gardener, I see a very wealthy person there. And I asked him, how, in what merit did you become so wealthy? You were a simple gardener when I left to Babylon. So the man says, you're right, I was. I used to collect vegetables and sell them, and with that I supported myself. And one day, as I was working the field, a man came up to me, good-looking, beautiful man, said to me, I want you to know that you will be extraordinarily wealthy in this world for 7 years. And you have to choose. Do you want those years now, or do you want those years when you're an old man? So I said to myself, he must be a warlock. And he must want me to give him money, because he's telling me that I have a good future. So I said to him, listen here, buddy. I got nothing in my pocket. I got nothing to pay you. Go in peace. The next morning, he comes bright and early, and he tells me the same thing. So I figured, boy, he really wants a donation. I said, buddy, I got no money to give you. Go in peace. And on the third day, he came and said the same thing to me. So I said to him, why are you bothering me to stop my work? I'm working so hard. I have little kids at home. They're all waiting for me to bring home food. Do me a favor. Leave me. Let me go. And don't make me do something that's wrong to myself and wrong to them. And he said to me, look, I've told you already 3 times. Now, listen to me and tell me what you want. It'll be good for you. I'm not asking you for any pay. So when I heard him say, you're not asking for any pay, so I said, listen here, master, do me a favor. Let me go ask my wife. Tomorrow, I'll give you an answer. So he says, fine, I'll wait till tomorrow morning. I went home that night. I told my wife the story. And my wife says, well, whatever's close by is better than what's distant. So I asked her, don't you think it's a better idea when I'm an old man and I won't be able to work anymore that we should have the wealth then? And she said, master, listen to me. Take my advice and take it right away. And don't delay. Because God, he has his plans and he knows what people are thinking. You do that. And he can take care of you when you become old that you shouldn't be lacking anything. If they're offering it to you now, take it now. So the next morning, I went bright and early to work in the garden, and the man came and he said, what do you say? What do you want? And I said to him, better soon than far. So he said to me, go home, leave your work, because Hashem has made you very wealthy. I came right away home, and I'm thinking the whole way, I left my work, and I'm going home without anything? I don't even know if he's telling me the truth. And my wife came out to greet me, and she said, come and see the kindness that our Creator did for us. Look at all the good He's given us. I come home, and I see a tremendous amount of money. The way he quotes it, he doesn't say where the money came from. In another medrash, it says that the children were playing in the yard, and suddenly they found a treasure. Okay, so he blessed Hashem for the kindness that he gave them, and my wife said, now listen to my advice, and things will be good for you. I said, whatever you say, I do. And just like I listened to you the first time, I'll listen to you now. She said, go to the market and hire an accountant, hire a scribe. And he should write down all the charity we're giving the poor. So I went and I purchased a servant who was an accountant. And I put him responsible. And she commanded him to give charity, each one the way he needs. And to give charity the way the halacha wants us. If this guy was used to riding a horse, we bought him a horse. If this guy was used to having servants, we bought him servants. And every piece of charity we did, he kept an accounting of. And that's what we did. Now, we didn't need to work. We were wealthy. We'd get up early in the morning and go to shul and do mitzvos and enjoy life for 7 years. And at the end of 7 years, a group of robbers came. And we'll continue here next time.